Hi, I'm Gio Puyat, and this is Kwentong Creatives, a podcast to get to know the stories, strategies, and lessons of Filipino creatives from different fields. Kwentong Creatives is produced by Anima Podcasts. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Kwentong Creatives, and we are finally back this May. We took a short break in April because I'm just gonna be honest with you, I was kind of burnt out with all the work and preparation it took to get our live event off the ground noong last March. It was super fun, super memorable. I'm so grateful everyone came out. But that putting that event with some of our merch, it took a toll out of me. Like, I'm super tired from it, and nagsabay-sabay din yung work and whatever. I'm not making excuses, but I guess it's just part of the job, you know. I think we talk about it on the show a lot, and how to preserve your mental health and try to keep this going out for longer and trying to avoid burnout. So yun lang, I guess I just wanted to acknowledge that. But do know that, you know, we're still committed to making sure we put this out regularly, and we have lots of guests lined up. We have more videos to be put out on the YouTube channel and more content from the event, and we also have merch that we're gonna put on the web store. I've been figuring it out. Some of you guys have been messaging asking where are the shirts, but I'm setting it up, and I really plan to put that out soon. So yeah, thanks for being patient, guys. All right, so let's get into it. Now, in this episode, I'm excited to share with you my conversation with the glasswork artist, printmaking, illustration, and educator, Sacha Carlos Raps. So I had a really nice conversation with Sacha. It was her first time to meet, but I've been a fan of her work on Instagram. We got to talking a few months ago, and it just so happened na pumunta siya dito sa Pilipinas on a trip, and we got to talk. No? She is an artist who grew up here, but is now based in New York. So yeah, Sacha has a really cool story that I wanted to feature because very relatable yung kwento niya. She didn't really consider herself as an artist, and I know for a lot of listeners that's also the thing, which I also saw in the live event, where people didn't really want to, you know, acknowledge themselves as artists. She did the thing that she found her job, like advertising. She found herself in a new environment in New York, and actually found creatives kind of late in her life, in like the late 20s na. And that's just from trying to survive, you know, trying to find a job and support yourself. And so she found this creative path a little later. But now, you know, if you check out her work, there's so much vibrant, colorful art. And I love that we featured someone who is a craftsman, no? Someone who gets to work with her hands and really create these pieces in a different kind of format. She's also an artist educator. She gives workshops, and I think she does a really good job at promoting herself. So I'm getting a website niya. And she, you know, it's kind of like a modern miracle to see an artist, you know, make a living doing their creative work, no? So I think she's a good example of that. Someone who moved from the Philippines to New York and made a life there as a creative. So yeah, that's really cool. I hope you enjoy my conversation with Sacha. Okay, welcome to another episode of Kwentong Creatives. And today I'm joined by an artist who specializes in glasswork, printmaking, illustration, Sacha Carlos Raps. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to finally meet you in person. I think know. I caught you, you know, when I saw you posted on your IG that you're babalik sa Pilipinas. So perfect chance to talk to her.
I'm so happy that you were like open about it.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, parang interviewin mo nga ako, parang I have shit to say.
Yeah, I think it's always like, it's always nice to put your art out there, you know, even if like at sometimes it feels like, should I even be doing this? But no one's gonna do that for you, you know. It's, and that's how I found out about your art, because you reached out, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like the self advocacy for me, I feel like I do it so much, like as much as the work itself, like applying for the grants, and like one of the things na parang yung gusto ko, goal ko this year is like to have more of a, not presence, pero to like have a more solid connection with the Philippines. Kasi it's one thing that, you know, what I do is I tell my immigration story, ganon, like the living in limbo, ganyan. Pero it's different pag nandito ka na. And like, dude, like even like coming here to the studio, it's like, this is like where I grew up. And like coming here, I was like having all these like weird feelings of like, parang bittersweet talaga na nostalgia. Parang gusto kong umiyak and sumuka at the same time. It's so weird. Like, I'm so reminded of like the growth that has happened. Right. And it's not always something that is happy, that I'm surprised na, huh, why doesn't it feel like, wow, ang galing ko, parang when I lived here, hindi pa ako artist, or I didn't even imagine myself to be an artist. Tapos, mapapunta ako dito, and just like, the realization of like, oh, I'm gonna talk about who I am now. Ang weird.
Yeah. So, let's start that. Let's get into that. Sabi mo nga pagdating mo pasigenyo kasi lumaki ka dito sa Pasig, and the studio right now is in Pasig. Mm-hmm. Although I'm really curious nga about what you're talking about na the promo of an artist and kind of like putting yourself out there, which I see you do really well, and I want to get into that later on kasi I think that's something a lot of creatives here are struggling to do with, like putting themselves out there, right? How did you grow up? Like what was the how did like art enter your life, and why do you say na hindi mo naisip na magiging artist ka dati?
Ano? So I like yung schools ko from like preschool to college dito rin sa Pasig. So I never like really left. Tapos lumaki ako sa Bagong Ilog, and then we moved to like Cainta at some point, but the upbringing was, you know, my parents really, like, I guess we're like solidly like middle class, but the main thing that they invested on is like good schools. So I had the exposure to like kind of like both, ano, I guess like demographics. Mm-hmm. Like I grew up in our ancestral home sa Bagong Ilog, kasi katabi namin mga squatters, so mga kalaro ko mga squatters ganun. Tapos I went to grade school to high school sa St. Paul Pasig, which is like you know, a pretty like a privileged type of education.
Yeah.
So may ganung halo, and I feel
Manila,
like,
I mean, just to like not to interrupt you, but Manila can also be very like yung may borders talaga between classes.
You can really be like siloed.
You can be siloed, exactly. Yeah.
So before, like I do remember not being like, I was conscious about that, just like even like as a young kid na parang, okay, when I leave my house, I leave behind like itong mga kalaro ko, mga squatting, ganyan. And I say that word with like
with love
and not like, you know. Pero yun nga. So given that, yung parents ko, ano, parang when it comes to extracurricular activities, that's like extra money or even like buying materials for stuff. And kaya sobrang, yun yung source ng scarcity mindset ko, which until now, I'm trying to battle, like in glass, for example. Sobrang mahal ng pieces of glass. So the most comfortable I'm in is like when I'm using someone's scraps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yun. So I never really thought about being, like it was an option to be an artist until I moved to New York. And, we'll talk about it later on. Pero, yun, like my parents are just, like my dad is really creative, as in, parang, I guess like he's the first artist that I know, and I see him kind of, di naman jealous or something, pero I can see him like living his dream through me and my sister. My sister's a ceramicist. Tapos, parang kunento niya sa akin kasi na parang for their marriage, my mom and his, it seemed like art was taking away from other important things like religious kasi sila, like going to church or yung mga ganun. So I guess for us, the way they raised us is like academics lang, or when we wanted to like play music, it's like such a, we'll like buy you a guitar, or like we'll take you to like drum classes only if you're gonna
like
play
hobby.
for the church. Parang
right,
ganun.
Right.
So ang daming restrictions, and which is like the complete opposite of what it is to express yourself creatively, you know.
Yeah.
So I've always felt like a late bloomer.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned your family, your sister is also a ceramicist. Mm-hmm. Was that, how were you exposed to that kind of like crafts growing up? Was that really, you know, close to your heart that when you were young?
I think so. I feel like with like the little supplies we had at mm-hmm. home, parang syempre lagi may Play-Doh na matigas ganun. Tapos my sister's like always like
really luma na matigas.
Na parang halo-halo na yung kulay. Ganun. And that's something that she was like really good at. Pero ako, di ko alam like I mean, I've always excelled like in art school, like my art school, like in art class, yung mga mm-hmm. Helea, ganyan. So, laging na-exhibit yung work ko. Pero, I was never known as like, alam mo yung pag may, pag sa classroom, parang, oh, sino yung magdodrawing nung gets. Logo for the intrams, ganyan. Like, I was like never like the choice, right, you know? Right. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so like moving on later, you mentioned you worked in advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Ian, how did that, as a copywriter, right, mm-hmm. how did that develop and how did you leave the ad world?
The like dreaded ad world. Sometimes I still like, you know, like for a while, syempre, yun yung identity mo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, parang pagkatapos ng college, tapos like getting into like, so I worked at Dentsu Indio, which is like, I guess like a subsidiary of like Dentsu. Mga ano yun, kailan yun? Mga 2010? And it was my dream job, my dream actual company like to work for. Tapos, I feel like I was always good in expressing my emotions like through writing. Kasi lumaki akong nagbablog, like live journal and stuff. Yeah. So I feel like that has always helped me. Even like now in the digital space and like sharing my work. Kasi parang nahasa na yung tone ever since like I was a teenager. You know, kahit mga walang kwenta yung mga kaimuhan na nilalagay sa live journal, ganun.
Yeah, I love that. But yeah, you know what you said? Super reminded me of what Lauren Tsai talked about. Because I guess we're kind of like in the same bracket na generation. Mm-hmm. Na grew up with live journal, Tumblr, and a lot of the artists I talked to here, nahasa sila din sa habit of sharing their art online. And I guess the online space before was this space that, you know, it wasn't as, I guess, like, doesn't have much toxic traits as it is mm-hmm. now, or like, you're not afraid to be bashed or whatever.
Like, back then, wala pa siyang, it's not, there's no label for like that type of hobby.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
like, you know, kailan lang ba yung naging, like, blogging was a term. Diba?
Yeah.
Parang that was blogger, like 2015s or something, or 2011s or something.
Yeah, and she even shared like her first footprint on the internet, and it was something she shared on DeviantArt, like a really rough wolf animation she made when she was 11.
Oh my god.
It was
god.
So cool. It was like she was being so vulnerable and so honest, and like, you know, this is where I came from. I was just like this kid sharing my art, you know, as a and yeah, I think that leaves like an imprint on you as an artist.
Yeah, for sure. Mm. And ako, if like you really search the live journal archives, makikita mo yung first shop ko. Mm-hmm. And I, it's so funny that I still sell kind of the same things. Like mga cute na food themed stuff na, or like absurd objects that don't, alam mo yun. I'm just like selling it on live journal to people outside the Philippines using our like Philippine postal, ano, institution. Kasi parang, ang galing lang na parang they were actually able to like receive it. Tapos, yun yung start na parang yung envelope instead of like a digital or like yung stamp ng ano, ng yung postal code and address, sasabihin ko dun sa atin na parang pwedeng puro yung stamp na didilaan mo and alam mo yun, yung parang
customize mo
pa. It's may mga eye bubbles,
okay,
ganun.
Okay, may mga customer ka na nun, eh.
Oo. Buti nga parang naniwala. I mean, like, now that I see it, it's like, oh my God, this looks like a scam. Alam mo yun? Pero syempre, back in the day, iba rin yung community ng live journal, I guess. Like, sabihin mo lang, it's almost like honor system na pag sinabi mong bibilin mo and na isa-send mo, you just have to do it. And parang the worst case scenario is like to be called a deadbeat.
Uh-huh.
Like that was like a term in like the stores, like the online stores back then.
Right.
So
what if someone paid you in Bitcoin?
Wala pang Bitcoin na ata.
You know, I find that so fascinating because, like, when you're a kid, you don't notice that you're doing it. And it's only when you're older, you kind of look back and see connections to what your work is now.
Like, yeah.
When I look back, like, I used to really play this PC game before called Batman Movie Maker.
Uh-huh.
And then it would just make dumb movies with Batman characters. It was like a 2D thing where you have stickers moving. Like, one of the super early PC games. Uh-huh. And I was like, I used to spend hours on that thing. And I think, maybe subconsciously, it made me think about making films down the line. So,
aww.
Yeah, wala lang.
Parang, like, I hope that, I don't know if there's like a, you know, like a term for it for like childhood development, like that age where you just like get like really into one thing, pero wala pa yung pressure na dapat maging, this could be like a good job or like, you know, yep. Parang talagang the magic of just like, no, I just want to make like little movies and it's just for myself. And I feel like, you know, the making stuff for myself still rings through until now for me when I get lost.
Right, right.
Creatively.
Yeah. That also reminds me of Florence Ai, like who her sketchbook is kind of like her emotional anchor. Like every time she's lost, like she has to go back to her art. And I think that's us as creatives, you know, it's like we have to. It's not like we're doing it to get a job, although sometimes we are, but it's like, this is my managing of myself that you know, I'm not putting out there. So I think that's like a good segue to talk about your journey to New York.
Oh,
and I like what you say. I mean, it shows that you're a copywriter because on your Instagram it says Manila Roots, New York Fruits.
Thanks.
Like, that's such a cool tagline. Like, it's so memorable, you know?
It's so memorable. So catchy. It tells, like, the whole story in four simple words. It rhymes. And, yeah, I'm really proud of that.
So, yeah, tell us about that period in your life where you're like, you know what? I'm going to move to New York. Mm. I'm going to, you know, pursue this art. And, yeah.
Well, my move to New York, I mean, if you want the hero's journey story, pero hindi. Masyadong personal. Pero I pretty much moved to New York for love at first. Like, I had like a partner like from college, just like a New York yung family niya. But we ended up like not working out when we got there. And di ko na rin gusto umuwi. And it was just so weird na I didn't even... It was never an option for me. Like, I didn't have, you know, like, dreams of living abroad. Mm-hmm. Or even, like, visiting. Like, our family, like, never traveled, you know, growing up. So
you didn't have any prior, like, reference to what New York was like or even the States?
I mean, like, my dad moved there when I was in college and I got to visit him once. Pero yung joy of, like, the wanderlust and like traveling was like never instilled because it was just like not an option for my family because like one it's very expensive, so it was weird to like suddenly be in a place that was when we broke up, just like trying to, you know, find my way there. I mean, his family was really helpful and, you know, pero it doesn't negate the fact that I was completely utterly alone in the city. So yun, tas wala pang papers, ganyan. So, that's why I'm always like, parang nagsiselos nga ako sa mga, ano eh, mga batang creative. It's such a weird feeling na parang, swerte nyo na in your 20s, you were able to just like do that. Kasi ako, yung, parang may resentment ako kasi during that time, ginagawa ko, parang kailangan ko ng tatlong job just to like, you know, like, pay rent and stuff. And then, lagi kong sinasabi na parang every time I go to a museum or every time I see something beautiful, I get so mad. And I feel like that's like, that was like pretty much my soul telling me na parang this is something that you have to, you know, like follow.
Right. I relate to that.
Talaga?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like when you said that, it's like it's hard to admit because it sounds so like crab mentality, but like even sometimes when I watch films that I really like, it's like I admire it and also I'm mad at myself for like not trying to do that.
Yeah,
I work in advertising. I talk about it all the time on the show. And
you're always exposed to like all these like great talents.
Artists, like people who are like really brave and follow their, you know, their instinct. So it's something that I also like aspire to.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's almost like the, it's like a form of jealousy that's interlaced with admiration love, and it's like, it's not the best thing to talk about because you feel gross just like even admitting to yourself na parang meron kang ounce of celos or like inggit. Pero I feel like if it weren't for that, siguro it would take me longer to actually like pursue something artistic.
Right.
So, well, anyway, once I was like able to complete the hurdle of like having, like getting a visa and stuff like that, I was already in my late 20s. Tapos, dun pa lang ako nagkaroon ng first job na medyo related sa advertising. So, parang, it's like truly a gap in the resume. And then, in my head, it was like, okay, eto na, wala nang excuses na parang, I had to work all these jobs, parang nandito ka na sa advertising space, all game, ano nang gagawin mo, i-continue mo na yung trajectory mo that you've been like, you know, been hiding from or like making excuses about. Tapos yung pagdating ko doon, wala. I guess this will also like tie in like with the question that you ask everyone towards the end na parang the failure.
Yeah.
That kind of helped. Pero yun, like
we can get into it if you want to bring it up.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So after when I got there, it's just like parang time has passed na parang wala na akong pakialam sa advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Like it felt so, I mean, I'm sure you have so many advertising friends. I mean, I do too. Pero yung parang siyang soul, ano eh. Parang
soul-sucking.
Soul-sucking na parang benta, ganyan-ganyan. Yeah. Ganyan, na parang telling people what they need when they don't. There is like, you know, an art about it that's like very impressive. Pero parang nagsawa na ako dun sa, like it felt like, not tricking people, pero ewan ko, that's like what I say. Pero honestly, parang I guess tinamad lang ako in that industry. Like parang the time that went by within like, okay, being like copywriter sa Dentsu, tas biglang pause, tas biglang what? After like 8 years, tsaka pa lang nagkaroon ng foot in the door.
No, but I get what you're saying. Like it's doing art for to sell something is very different from doing art to like your soul, like for nourishing
like
yourself.
To express even
to express yourself. Like I had someone on the pod before, actually, you know, this comes up a lot because I'm in the interview people who work for ads and art production designers in Yina Torres. Like we were doing a live Q&A session to like these younger creatives who are asking this exact question, and she was saying in advertising you aren't necessarily, you're not hired to express yourself.
Yeah.
You're hired to be like a craftsman. Like you're
And you forget that too. Because it's such a, like from the outside, sobrang glamorous. And it's like, okay, if artistic, this is the job to get money off of it.
Exactly.
You know?
It's different. You know, if putting yourself in your work, I think is like the whole point of doing art. And if you don't get to do that in your day job, you know, like, what's the point even? But I know the point is to make money, and it's a privilege to say that too. But, you know, one for you, one for me.
Which is actually a good segue with like how I started with glass.
Mm-hmm.
Like I became like a production artist first,
which meant
I wasn't truly really able to, you know, express myself. Pero nahasa yung ano, yung skills.
Yeah.
Which is like, I guess what happens in the advertising world where kunare graphic designer ka or something, mahahasa talaga yung ano mo, yung design skills mo, like yung technical stuff, even if like what you're doing is not something that you wanna, you know, or doesn't like express your like your soul or something.
Yeah. So parang useful din yung pinagdaanan mo, diba? I mean, not to be like, oh, we're bashing advertising, but it's like something you have to pass through, I guess, to kind of know what you like, you know?
Oh, naman. And I feel like even the yung community around it, just like having people who like appreciate beautiful things and a good messaging.
Yeah.
It's like, it's something that I will never discount about that industry. And sila rin usually yung main people like who support me. Kasi Like, I feel like a lot of my stuff are very, I mean, they are utilitarian in a way, but they still have like that messenger vibe, which is like, I feel like what advertising is and what a big part of my art practice is like becoming a messenger. Mm-hmm. And if the message is like not clear or not there, then I'm not saying that it's not good work, pero it comes out different. Parang ganun.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a good point. Like, that's the kind of takeaway in the training you get for advertising. Mm-hmm. Parang leaving, doing something concise. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been reading a lot of Miles Davis quotes recently, and one thing he said was like, the hardest part about like playing music is choosing what notes to leave out. You know?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
so cool,
yeah.
Right? It's like,
Editing of it editing all, like it, even as a writer, that's like the main thing you want to, you know, bring in the flower, your words, and like stuff like that. Pero it's the things that you take out that sometimes make something that, so beautiful. Yeah. You know,
and that's how you get Manila roots, New York fruits, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I actually interviewed a bunch of other guests, who came from New York,
mm-hmm.
Pinoys, now who tried, you know, who either, you know, learned stuff from the industry there or moved there. So Jappy Agoncillo was uh-huh. one who I saw recently in Graphica, who you also got to meet.
Mm-hmm. He's really cool.
And Crisa Palmero, who was just on the show. She's a chef and she also worked in the food industry
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm curious about New York, man. I've never been there and I always hear stories. It's like this magic place that other people tell me like, yo, you love New York and your mm-hmm. birthplace of hip hop. Multicultural
first of all
pot.
Pupunta ka, i-host kita, okay?
Oh, yeah,
I'll take
yeah,
you to like
okay.
studio tours and stuff.
Let's do it. Nice.
That's a deal. Contract, verbal contract.
It's on video
yeah.
and audio.
I mean they're not wrong. Doon ko talaga na feel na parang kahit construction worker ka or something, parang doon ko na feel yung I want hard labor. Mm. You know, na parang nakakahiya, hindi mo nakakahiya, parang if my family and friends knew that I wanted to be like a construction worker or something, it would be so weird to them. Pero doon, meron kang mamimint na parang mga artists na yun din ginagawa. Parang, iba talaga yung nagawa nung hindi naman siya like elitist mindset, pero yung mga trabaho na parang dito in your head, you equate to like a certain type of person or a certain type of upbringing. Parang doon ko na feel na parang, kung gusto mo talaga work with your hands, pwede. As in, basta pakita mo lang, like, basta show up
right.
and, you know, like have like a good work ethic, magagawa mo talaga. And, I mean, I say it very simplistically, pero, alam mo yun, parang mahirap, like, it's hard to sustain because like everything there is so expensive and it doesn't mean that if you get to work with your hands, you get paid as much as like working in an office. Pero iba yung spiritual, yeah, like the fulfillment mm-hmm. of your soul, just like knowing. And that's like something that I really wanted to do and was happening when I was getting angry at museums, yeah. you know, or like seeing gorgeous things or like seeing like a gorgeous table and I'm just like, gusto mong gawin yon pero di ko alam start. Wala naman akong uh-huh. ano, connections. Tapos di naman ako nag-art school. So parang, alam mo yun, the internet wasn't the same. I mean, wasn't like what it is now na parang, you know, it's so easy to find like a community.
Right. Is but, it true that there's like a momentum there, like an energy that you kind of, you know, want to work hard, that makes you work hard, that can also be like intimidating if you don't keep up? But you
hindi,
know.
Feeling ko ano, kung susceptible ka sa peer pressure, then mafe-feel mo yun. Pero kung strong ka sa katamaran mo and the hilata life, then it's not gonna be there. But it is easy to, like, that is like the type of energy that you will feel na parang, sige, 5 a.m. or like 4 a.m. gigising ka, ang dami mong kasabay mag-work. Alam mo yun, hindi mo mafe-feel na parang, mag-isa ka lang, napupunta sa studio. Like, there are like so many other people who are, you just like don't feel like physically alone, proximity-wise.
Right, right.
You're so cozy with like, with everyone who's there and it's so diverse and, you know, you all ride the train together. Maglalakad kayo pare-pareho, anong kahit saan ka nakatira, yung ganun. Commuter kayo lahat. So that gives like a sense of like, you just don't feel alone as much.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I think maybe that's like a good segue to what I saw on your website. You talked about like challenging the notion of the good immigrant.
Mm-hmm.
And I think immigrant identity is something that's just like, we don't understand if you're just staying in the Philippines.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's very homogenous yung culture. We don't get much. Parang, uy, foreigner. Like, you like point at people walking na.
And may ano talaga, may obvious na, not disdain, pero there's like, you know, debates about like people who are Phil-Ams, na parang who are now like trying to get back to their roots.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Like,
maraming
say,
ganon.
Mas Pinoy kami sa inyo. Parang shut up about being Pinoy kasi mas Pinoy kami.
Na parang hindi ka naman marunong mag-Tagalog.
Naging competitive. Ganyan.
And it's so weird that I feel like I straddle both worlds na parang, I guess like now I'm technically a Phil-Am, like document-wise. Mm-hmm. Pero, I just like feel one like parang yun lang technicality lang yun yung pagiging Phil-Am ko pero Filipino ako na buong buo. Mm-hmm. Like you know like culturally and stuff because I grew up here, like I was born and raised here, pero just the andami kasi sa atin ngayon na mga dito hindi na dun lumaki pero mga Pinoy na they're so desperate for getting back to their roots. And that's something that I feel like people who live here will never, I mean, not never, will just like understand in a, and just like a small aspect of it. You know, they can understand it like as an,
just like
as an idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pero yung feeling na parang, shit, miss ko na yung buisit kong bansa. Alam mo yun? Parang iba. And just like, I feel like with my work, parang it does help people na walang alam or not walang alam na parang like are having like trouble and trying to like know more of the Philippines kasi yung parents nila was so pag first generation ka kasi parang talagang survival eh. And I feel like I did that pero I'm also doing what the second generation is doing where like they get to like follow their dreams.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes my practice special is just having both views and being able to, you know, send them, like, convey a message to, like, both generations also at the same time, like, be, you know, still hark back on, like, things that I grew up with. So, parang, yun, parang, I'm not saying na market ko lahat, pero I have like something for everyone.
You get both
type
sides.
Of thing.
Yeah. I have a cousin too who grew up in the Bay, and I see that side from him a lot. He was also on this podcast, ET, DJ ET. So shout out to to my cousin.
Hi, Pinsan.
Yeah, Pinsan, man. And it's like whenever I'm there in the Bay, like I see yung community niya of artists, and it's like what you described, a lot of people who are, I guess, when you're in a foreign land and it's like a mix of different nationalities. You know, you kind of cling on to your point of origin, no?
Yeah,
your identity, your home, diba? The food your people eat, you have those memories. It
pero naalala ko nung kakalipat ko lang, I really tried my best not to get stuck in that type of mentality. Because that is a comfort zone.
Right.
You know, like if puro na lang mga kasama mo mga Pilipino, then how are you gonna be able to, you know, branch out in terms of like, even ideologies, you know, like being able to express yourself, like shit, like, oh, so this is weird. Alam mo yung parang, and I don't know if TMI ito. Pag nasa US ako, wala akong pakialam in terms of like what I wear. I don't wear a bra, it's fine. Pero pag pupunta ako sa mga places na puro mga Asian and stuff, I find myself like, sige na nga, umbra na ako today. Pero yung parang ganun, lagi kami mga certain code switching parts of yourself. Pero I feel like that's something I feel like help with not sticking to what is comfortable as an immigrant.
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, branching out, even if it's like kind of, I don't know.
Might as well kind of immerse yourself in the different cultures. And I think women get, you know, most of that, those cultural like burdens.
Yeah. And I feel like it's better now too compared to like with the internet and Instagram. Pwede ka lang mga pag, like, dude, us, you know?
Yeah.
Pero when I moved there, wala pa namang ganun, and was like weird to like, you know, meet up with someone you met at the on the internet. So I think now it's just like so much more open and better, and just like communities are stronger versus before. As in, kung sasama ka sa mga Filipino community, mga kasama mo, mga tita or mga church people and like stuff like that, like you can't really filter it to interests mo or something.
Okay, so I guess that brings us to like, how did you kind of find your footing in, you know, the artist you are now? Like, was it, did the form find you, did Glasswork find you, or, you know, was it that wish of like, you know, just do something or what?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much the latter, I guess. And it's like, so, when my position dun sa branding agency got, what do you call, like removed? I don't know what like the corporate term of it. Pretty much, I was like, parang perfect. Kasi ayoko naman na gawin yun. But also, it's like the time where it's like, okay, is this the time na parang na-prove ko na sa sarili ko na I can go back to advertising once I had my pay? It was like this weird challenge that I had before I got my status na parang na ipakita sa parents ko and sa friends ko back home na I'm sure wala naman silang pakialam na parang I was able to, you know, continue it despite like the huge gap in the resume. Pero nung ko, like at that point, like the anger, the museum anger and the beautiful things seething with the celos, that also like started. So I started actually with printmaking, just doing stuff in my kitchen. Parang naghanap ako ng, I guess ng art form na una, syempre hindi mahal, hindi kailangan ng studio. And I feel like that's the beauty of printmaking. It's so parang democratic in a way.
Yeah.
Na parang you don't really need to, you just like have to have a message and ink and paper. And alam mo yun. So I started doing that. And while I was doing that, personal project lang yun. I saw an Instagram post from, you know, this lady who was Flannery, who was like, oh, my intern is leaving. I need an intern in my studio. And, you know, I didn't know anything about glass. Kasi wala naman din masyadong glass dito sa Philippines or, you know, even back then doon. Tapos yun, nag-apply lang ako. Tapos, she always tells me na parang I had the best cover letter. Siyempre, copywriter, diba?
Yeah.
Tapos sabi niya, and she always tells that to everyone, lalo na pag kunwari mga, like, and binabasa niya in public, ganon. I'm proud of that cover letter. It landed me, like, many jobs. Dapat i-post ko siya sa Patreon, tapos may magbayad. Anyway, joke lang.
Yeah, tell us about that. I mean, it was your way in, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
How did you approach that cover letter?
Parang,
like, what was the,
like,
brief? Kuno?
I was saying na parang, I'm tired. Parang kung ayaw mo sa akin, ayoko sa'yo, type of shit. Na parang, wait, I can even look it up.
Okay.
If you can give me like a minute.
Sure, sure.
Pero seryoso, ito talaga, ang dami kong job na nakuha.
And I guess just explain what a cover letter is for.
So cover letter is something that you send with your resume when you're applying for a job. Just like, you know, saying your intent, bakit mo gusto yung job, or why you are the perfect fit. Mm-hmm. Okay, wait lang ah. Sorry.
Sure, sure.
Paano na ba dito mag-apply ng job ngayon?
You know, I'm the wrong person to ask. I haven't really applied for a job in a long time. Actually, I don't think I've ever really. Yeah. It's like, parang one thing led to another. We started, kasi nag-startup muna kami ng production. And then we were acquired by this other production house. So I never really applied for a job, actually.
Kahit nung una, kahit start mo, you don't
remember?
Yeah,
no, not even. Like, wow. Right off college, we started a production house.
Oh, that's so cool.
It sounds more romantic than it was. There was a lot of days where we were just playing cards and not working.
It sounds amazing though. Hold on. I think I see.
I love your tattoos, by the way.
Thank you.
You get that all in New York?
Oh. Pero ito ano, Filipino. Friend ko si Wham.
No way.
Which
okay, I have a bunch of Wham too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like I love Wham. I'm coming back to him this month.
Talaga?
Yeah.
I'm planning on meeting him and Razel. Kasi ano eh, office mate ko sila sa Dentsu.
What? Small world. Okay, kaya pala.
Yeah. Ay nako, hindi ko mahanap. Wait lang.
That's okay. We can just like circle back to it later.
Ah, sige, sige.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, that's cool. Tattoo, Wham. I picked a bunch of Wham. This one's Wham.
He let me, ano nga, the last time I was here, he let me tattoo myself. And I made like, nilagay ko sa paa ko. Tapos ngayon mukhang ringworm. So parang pag kunwari nag-yoga or nagpapa-pedicure or like when I get like a cancer screening on my skin, they're like, ano to? Kasi dapat parang happy face. Tapos nag-last lang yung bilog. So mukha talaga siyang ringworm.
Makes for a good story though.
Yeah, yeah. I love that. And I feel like yung friendship, I mean, speaking of them, I feel like they were like my first, they're so creative as a couple.
Yeah.
And you know, they've always parang yung buhay nila, it was ever since the start, like always surrounded with like art, artists, and just like, you know, like unabashed self-expression.
Yep.
So it was parang I was spoiled to be around that those types of people when I was here, which kinda was hard leaving. Kasi kapag dating ko sa States, it only like took a few, you know, like not a few, parang siguro mga 2019 lang ako I had like my first artist friend.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it. But anyway, back to what we were saying. Yun, I applied for an internship doing stained glass. Tapos parang bago, before I interviewed for it, parang nag-YouTube pa ako na parang paano ba ito ginagawa? Like the night before. But syempre, when I got there, I was like, you don't make the glass. You know, like it's pretty much, it comes in sheets, tapos yung pag-cut na lang and pag-form is like what you do. So yun, she owned Friend of All, which is like a lighting fixtures place, like na gawa sa, like one woman team lang siya nun. Tapos naging kami dalawa until before the pandemic, I was like training like 7 other people, puro babae. Lahat kami gumagawa ng like very contemporary lighting fixtures. Tapos yun, we were like at ABC Home, Urban Outfitters, West Elm. So malaking production siya. So I feel like that, yun yung start ko. I started with more of a, I guess like a production artist, which made me feel like, okay, yung printmaking practice ko, that's mine. Tapos, itong day job ko, at least creative din, na hands-on din, until I wasn't able to sustain it. Just because it was like, this is like pure, my hands were just like, I had carpal tunnel.
Oh.
And that's like, you know, like a 9-to-5 pero talagang gawa ka lang ng gawa ng lamps. Which is, you know, something I really, really enjoyed. Na parang, fuck, I can't believe I'm doing this. I'm getting paid to do this.
Is it like a really physical process that you kind of get lost in?
Yeah. Like there's so many steps in it that, you know, other people enjoy because it can be, I guess, mindful slash mindless.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun? Yung kung gusto mo lang talaga na nakinig ka lang ng podcast like the whole time na gumagawa ka, you can, or just completely tune out. And it helps because your eyes are always focused and your hands are. So, hindi ka pwedeng mag-phone on the side.
Right.
So, mahirap maging distracted when you're just like having such like physical activity, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of rare nowadays. Actually, it makes me interested in trying to do something with my hands too. Kasi, yung nga, mahirap makahanap siya ng
I feel like you're gonna be good at it.
Really? I've been wanting to try like, what do you call those? Clay sculpting.
Mga parang sculpture or ceramics and stuff.
Some friends who were trying it and it's like, parang.
Yun yung gusto ko the next time I'm here. Like, I wanna do, cause like now.
You should do a workshop. Yeah.
Yeah, like what I do most now, my bread and butter is like being a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So teaching stained glass classes in all of like, not all, but like most of the glass studios in Brooklyn, like I teach at.
Dope.
So parang, and it's something na gusto ko talaga gawin dito sa Pinas kasi stained glass, the main thing is light. it's the sun. And Philippines has like the best quality of sun. And it's like insane to me how, bakit puro church lang yung may mga stained glass dito. Right. And alam mo yun.
I was gonna ask, because stained glass is such an interesting art form because it has all this like religious connotations mm-hmm. with it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
If you talk about stained glass in the Philippines, like mm-hmm. only thing you'll think about is church art, right? And when I see your art, it's like this, you know, like reinvention of what stained glass could be. You know, mm-hmm. it's like, it's not religious figures. It's like...
Alam mo yung parang pag... Catholic ka ba?
Raised.
Okay. Yeah. So parang, you've been in a church.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So,
more than
alam
I'd want to.
Alam mo yung parang lagi may stations of the cross.
Yeah.
So, tas yun yung parang first comic strip of like,
oh,
holy
yeah.
shit. And okay. The, one of the reasons why stained glass is a thing back in the medieval ages is like, people didn't know how to read the Bible. So that was like a way to, you know, tell the people what happens in the Bible. Yeah,
that was
so
like
parang comics.
MCU with Jesus
yeah,
as the Avengers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Pero in glass.
Yeah,
alam
yeah.
mo yun. So it's such a good material for, you know, conveying a message or a story. Pero at the same time, merong... Since glass siya, but there's something like permanent and just like, alam mo yun, parang, it's like a, parang feeling mo pag meron kang stained glass piece in your home, parang kang institution or something,
right,
like
right.
mga castle back yeah. in the day. Tapos.
Like imagine seeing that in the Middle Ages, like with light coming through the church.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my
People
God.
Like used to say na parang it's kind of manipulative what they did
yeah.
back in the day kasi parang, it just like really puts you in this, parang, state na parang very meditative
right.
and you know a lot of people who are not anti-church pero like more of like into like a free type of thinking feel like that was very manipulative of the church to do, but either way it is a beautiful craft form and
yeah.
in the medieval ages di lang naman sa churches yun eh pag mga castle
yeah.
or yung mga I mean, government houses, ganyan.
I just feel like, yeah, those were the institutions in power and they were
mm-hmm.
the ones who were able to commission artists to do
yes.
it, right? And like I read somewhere that before, like in the Middle Ages, people wouldn't see color a lot in their lives. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, like now there are signs everywhere, there are prints.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
so,
yeah.
When you step into a church, you're like, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Parang next level na 3D immersion. Parang, yeah, yeah. And even like, kunwari, certain colors are more expensive. Like reds are more expensive.
Mm.
Purples. Kasi pag ginagawa yung glass na yun, merong totoong gold. So if you see, this is something that I love to say in class, na parang, oh, so if you see like a church or parang bahay na maraming red and blue, ibig sabihin may pera yan. And I tell them like, oh, make use of like all my red glass para masulit nyo yung tuition nyo for this class. Ganyan. But yeah, it's like such a dynamic art form for something so rigid and at the same time fragile.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's so many metaphors that you can put into it.
Yeah, and it's like a mirror too. You know, it gives you reflection.
Yeah.
Back, you know?
And, you know, it gives you like just like playing with light. It really does put you in a reflective state, you know, and you play with the sun pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Like sa states at least, parang talaga nag-iiba yung kulay depending on the season. I mean, dito rin naman, di ba?
I find that so fascinating, actually,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Na parang, like, certain colors are like brighter pag summer, tapos pagdating ng winter, parang mas muted, pero parang nag-iiba talaga yung design mo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw, you said in one of your posts that your artwork, stained glass is never static.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I found that so interesting, like, when you go back to your work and then see it in a different light at a different season. I mean, kasi syempre here, you know, we don't have the four seasons, but reverse someone when I go to the States or another country, I'm so fascinated with the light.
Mm-hmm.
It really looks different. Like,
alam mo yung parang yung Mexico filter, yung ganon. Di ba? Parang talagang each country has like its own like quality of light. And like today, it's so beautiful out. It's something that I'm just like, dude, ano yung itsura ng mga pag may stained glass dito? Alam mo yun?
Mm-mm.
It's like something I'm curious about and something that I wanna really push. Kasi onti rin din talaga yung mga like glass worker na Filipino.
Yeah. You think you should definitely do like a
workshop
here.
I want. And I parang feeling ko I've done so many classes now that I feel like I can just like set up like here, like in this room. We can do it here right now. Alam mo yun.
That's so cool. Yeah. Yeah, definitely I'll check that out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so we have like a few stuff I wanna cover. We're running out of time, but I think I can like keep going. Dami pang sa pag-usapan. But I do want to get to like your self the promotion something we were talking about earlier, because I think you do it really well. You know, like
thanks.
I see your website, your Instagram, and it just looks really personal and at the same time polished, but not in the way that it's like, you know, like it's like static or something. It feels like really honest, and I love the color palette. Everything looks so bright and fun, you know. Yeah. So like, how do you approach that? We were talking earlier about, you know, that live journal culture and just you know, putting it out there. But I think it's something a lot of creatives on the on the audience have trouble doing, or especially like photographers, filmmakers, because it feels so cringe sometimes to be like, hey, look at me.
Yeah, the self-promotion.
But no one's going to do it for you.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. So, and no one can also do it as good as you.
Yeah.
I mean, in a way, like during the pandemic, I was able to hire Sirius Studio to help me with my branding. Even if like I can do it myself, it did feel good to just have someone else's eye on it. So my logo and like my main colors, thanks to them. Yeah. Pero to answer your question, I know. Pero to answer your question, tas yung ano ko pa, yung account manager ko pa, classmate ko nung college. So it was such a nice ano. Parang, oh my God. Anyway, I guess yun nga, yung sa live journal, naka-help yun sa mga caption, writing product descriptions, as in like, second nature na lang yun for me. Like, I remember being a teenager and I was just like, writing blog posts in my head. Like, the fuck, who does that? I mean, siguro ngayon, that's what people do. Like, ano kayang caption dito sa, ano, sa selfie na to or something. But I do remember just like, oh, I can't wait to like, write about this in this way. In terms of the videos naman, I always wanna, since a lot of my products, products or my artwork are very, it's like a piece of glass, you know? And sometimes it's just like a slice of a vibe, or sometimes it tells like a whole story where you're kind of invited to, you know, add your own. So I wanna keep it, I guess like starting with the fields. So even if walang connection yung certain like minsan gagamit ako ng mga stock video just to like build on like maybe a color scheme or like an art movement that I wanna highlight in a certain work. So parang usually that's how it starts. Like setting the scene or like painting a picture, or you know, if I want to feel like childish and playful, then you know, I'll do like primary colors and like a lot of like you know, mga storybook stuff na like in terms of graphics.
So tapos, it's like you add like a playfulness to that act of promotion, right? Like you try to be creative with it.
It's like it has to be at least entertaining for me to make,
right?
You know,
that's a good rule to go by.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never even like thought about all of this, because like whenever I'm making it, literally tears on my face. Just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
It's like already documented.
Relatable.
So much. Yeah. Tapos biglang gagawin mo pa na, this is how great I am. And so I feel like doing it with, you know, not telling a story, but like more of like painting a vibe through different types of imagery that doesn't relate to like glass itself. Does, you know, just like entertain me while doing it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's like really relatable too. Like I find myself doing that even with a podcast, like when I'm working really hard on something, like umabot siya sa point na, ano ba ginagawa to? Ano ba to?
Grabe, no? Like those like out of body moments where you're just like what? Parang it's literally like a stained glass shrimp. Tapos gagawa ako ng video that's like, starting with, I don't know, like a fisherman waking up. I mean, parang mga ganun. But it's not that, parang, it's not that serious.
Yeah,
pero
yeah.
At the same time, parang, I don't know, it's fun and like annoying, and that's just like the ecosystem of yeah. like being a creative, I
yeah,
feel.
Yeah, I think it's nice to have humor in that too. Like, mm-hmm. you know, parang not take yourself too seriously sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
And I feel like that's something that's always present in my work, is like the humor and the absurdity of things.
It shows, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, in one facet, I'm just like, I'm here to tell a story and or convey a message. But at the same time, may part din in my practice where it's like, I don't want to be tied in that. Like, I don't believe that all art forms should be always trying to make a statement. Kasi you wanna make room for play and just like, you know, for growth, or like to be able to even parang like try on different mindsets even mm. or like points of view. Cause if you're just like so focused on one type of, you know, messaging or like style, parang minsan sobrang boring.
Right, right. Have you read Rick Rubin's The Creative Act?
No. Oh, I mean, I've heard about
it. I want to gift it to you. It's
oh, okay,
very,
okay.
It's been, I mean, I've been talking about it in this podcast for months, but it's been such a source of inspiration. And he does mention that, you know, if art should feel like play, and play is like fundamentally fun. So
mm-hmm. And it's something that, you know, like has always been part of us. Like, I feel like yeah. when the story that you were saying with like the Batman app or something, mm-hmm. that was like pure play.
Yeah.
And then now to recreate that as adults trying to monetize our art, it's like, it's the hardest formula.
Yeah.
It sounds so easy. Garo ka lang. Parang, nangina, mahal ng materials. Tapos you have like other things to do. But yeah, like if anything that we can end on, it's just like the importance of play and like
yeah.
that childhood part of yourself. And I don't know if I'm just like, you know, waxing poetic just because, you know, I'm in my homecoming and I'm just like in Pasig again. Pero as in bumabalik talaga yung feelings of yung, I don't know, parang I know that I want to make something. And I feel like that's where the sadness was coming from when I was like on my way here. It's like, grabe, wala akong choice. Parang hindi ko, I didn't let myself dream big enough as a kid when I was like, you know, stomping around Ortigas, nakapila sa FX, ganyan. Like, I never like thought about being that it was an option to create. Alam mo yun? So I think the sadness upon coming home is hinged about like, it's hinged on like, you know, the childhood part of myself, or like the your younger self na parang, aw, kawawa ka naman, baby.
But
parang di mo alam.
Yeah. I mean, look at you now. It's awesome that you're back here. Coming
dude,
from
and,
New
like,
York.
We're talking about it. And,
yeah.
Dude, I can go on forever talking to you about all these things.
It's so dope. I mean, like one quote I saw in Graphica was like, I think it was Timothy Goodman, who's also from New York, said, nah, if you're making a living as an artist, if you're, you know, being able to yeah make a living doing something creative, it's a miracle, right?
So it is.
It's fucking cool.
And
that
it's something
you're here
that
and,
I have
know.
To be grateful for, like
yeah.
all the time. You forget, eh?
Yeah.
Na parang, ano dati nasa office ka lang, tas nasa computer, tas parang, like you have this life now. I mean, I'm poorer for sure. Like I don't get to like do the things that I used to enjoy. Pero iba yung fulfillment na parang, yes, I'm doing this.
Ganda. Tasha, thank you so much
for
sharing that. That was really cool. I think it's a perfect place to end it.
Yeah.
Thanks for
yeah.
being on the show.
Of course. Thanks so much for inviting
yeah.
me.
Let us know when you're back again. We'll do like a Quentin Creatives workshop.
Yeah. Give me na.
Yeah.
Promise.
Done.
Okay.
All right. That was it. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for sticking it out until the end. Please know that our whole team that works on Quantum Creatives really does this out of a passion for creativity and just sharing as much value as you can. Mga creatives din kami, no? And we really appreciate it when you guys share the podcast and share these learnings. It really helps us grow the channel, which just makes it so much more worthwhile for us when we get to more people. So yeah, follow us on our socials at Quantum Creatives on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And also join the Facebook group.